Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
1, 2, 1, 2. Hut, hut, hut.
Let's get this show on the road.
Monstrous Agonies presents How to End Your Podcast, an advanced guide told through the medium of bloopers. In the time since your podcast began, you've no doubt become a dab hand at navigating the unique challenges that this medium presents, and are able to perform your deftly written scripts with professionalism and aplomb.
Let's go eat some landlords. Let's go eat some landlords.
Firstly,
I have been accused, both in the way of good-natured cheesing.
But you can grow out a mullet.
A mullet. I am a little French lesbian. I have a mullet.
I don't want to
Imagine if we were consistent in our voices. Imagine.
Not suitable for customers with ethereal intolerances. Episode 23 of Monster... 83, not 23. Holy shit. A glamour or an amulet of why did I put the word obfuscation into my podcast?
Why did I do that?
Sometimes I forget what the line is even when I'm looking at it. Terribly, terribly clever. Mysterious we're off to a great start here. Biovac. It can really suck. Proud member. Simply built that way as an individual. I felt the squelch in that. I felt it in my tongue. I felt the squelch in that. Editing won't be fun.
Can't see, but I did some very good physical acting during that.
I'm wasted on you all.
But be warned, complacency can lead to mistakes. Don't let your familiarity with the format lull you into losing focus. Hello friends, Hero here. We're due a short break here at Monstrous HQ. That's the presenter's voice. That's not how I talk. Tonight's first letter asks what to be due. Well, listener, have you tried to be dooby-doo? Proud members of the Nightfolk... The Nightfolk Network on 1.1 point... F***ing hell. How many times have I said that? really ought to know it by now. It's not just dogs that are behaving strangely either. It's podcasters refusing to take a drink, even though their mouth is as dry as the Sahara. Our first letter this evening. This evening. Our first letter this evening comes from a listener. Brought to you by K. Our second letter tonight asks how to handle how to handle this sick guitar. It's a mouth guitar. Brought to you by a rather tired goose. Honk! This is especially true for recurring characters. Your fans deserve the best performance you can give them as you bring their favourite characters to the end of their story.
My next character's gonna have a normal voice. Not doing this for another 3 seasons. Oh, listener. Oh, motherfucker. Ooh, you'd think after all this time I'd be able to do this character's voice.
Mab, come in here. Get in here, you little slut.
Instead of judging them by the failings and foibles revealed by your demonic nature. Foible's a funny word, isn't it? I wonder where that came from.
Rest assured, listener. Where are you? Hello, presenter. Are you in there? Open up. This is the Kiss Police.
Flames licking green around. That's enough of that. My throat is absolutely f***ed. Speaking of fans, be sure to thank your listeners for their support over the course of the show. You wouldn't have got far without them, after all. Tonight's first letter came from Ghosty Goose.
You've got a competitor. Ghosty Goose.
Oh, I like that.
Tonight's first letter was submitted by Soup de Boop. Hello and welcome to our latest supporter on Patreon, Rage McMuffin. Join them at... Tonight's first letter came from Ghosty Goose.
It's good.
Listener, get out of that house immediately and phone National Gas Emergency.
It's funny. Oh, it is funny. Good job, Art. Good job, you got me again.
And of course, where would you be without the talented, professional voice actors who have lent their skills to your creative endeavours?
I'm ready. I'm not ready.
Room tones.
Soothing tones of the moon.
The soothing tones of my single line in season 3.
Oh, my God.
In your prissy station management.
Don't look at me. If I was going to put a spell on them, what would we... Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's a weird way of saying that. Hold on.
There's so many cars. We're a tiny village. Where are they all going?
Just leaving all this in. I'm sure you'd appreciate having some outtake material.
Something about the recorder. Nope.
You can also get in touch through our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Mastodon, FetLife, Snapchat, MySpace, Reddit, RuneScape, Pinterest, Twitch, Date. F**k. So close. There's a pair of... Oh, f**k. Google time, Jesus. Trying to trip me up with the bloody French, are you, hero?
Oh, gosh. What a... Oh, delightful. Nope, absolutely not. No, we're not doing this. What else? Oh my God, I forgot how to read. Apococorp.
I've just now realised I should have given this guy a South African accent so he was an Elon Musk. Can we edit that? Hero, do you think we can edit that in? Yes, hold on, let's see. You have got to be kidding me. The bloody walls are talking now. Yeah, I think that's perfect. Safa CEO, here we go.
I sound like a drunk aunt at a wedding and I'm kind of here for it.
This appreciation goes double, of course, for those voice actors who not only offered their voices, but their improv skills to the process.
If you don't learn to bite your tongue, I will take that tongue and twist it into a little dog-shaped balloon animal thing. I'll take you by the hand and have a really nice time on the river on a little paddle boat shaped like a swan.
Okay, I've got some time to fill now. Here are my list of top three baths I've ever taken in my life, and I'm going to tell you now, listeners, this one is not going to make that list.
This is defamation, this is slander, this is defa-slander and flandermation, I will not, you...
I know not only the names that they choose to go by in public, but their one true jellical names. So, Hero!
You people are pathetic. You're old news, you're old media, you're nothing. You're f***ed in the head. You're stupid, you're silly billies, you're playing silly buggers with me and my business. Let me know if you'd like that a little bit more vulgar. I know you hired an Australian for a reason, and it wasn't for our politeness and lack of swearing. Other than that, I hope that that's good. Let me know, XOXO, Gossip Girl. Oh, stuff your bloody lanyard up your bum. Lovely. Yeah, that's all. All right, kisses. Bye.
As your podcast reaches its end, it's quite natural to reflect on how your work has grown and changed over time. You may even find your voice itself is rather different than it used to be. Monstrous Agonies, episode 95. Oh, my voice has definitely changed, I think. Ooh, I'm getting that T-boy swag. Thanks.
Good. Thanks for listening.
A tiny, fragile city. Full of, oh my goodness, my voice is deep. Hello, testosterone. Oh, so manly. It's almost time to say goodbye. Give yourself a well-earned pat on the back and be satisfied that, if nothing else, at least you had fun.
Fire on the base!
Oh, boo! There I am. Motherfucker, here I am again. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hey, gays, you're gonna cry at this one.
Oh, poor baby. Poor baby. It's okay. We're gonna get some good advice. Gonna go, oh, baby. Oh, who's a baby? Spider-Man, Spider-Man, feels whatever a spider can. It's a little weird one. I like it. Sweetly embracing Catabasian Mason as he's racing to the station, uncharacteristically self-effacing. Hey, Salt Versus, give me a job.
Give me a job. Give me a job. I want to be a crab queen. I want to be a crab lord. I want to be a cool crab guy. Snip, snip. Crab be upon you.
Man spider, feels whatever a man does.
Oh, I'm just a little monster, really.
Vicar in a tutu, he's not strange. He's just a racist and he's also gay.
Just to interrupt by, I don't know if this will work, but I want to play the voice note that I just got from my friend Jeebs.
Can you imagine a vampire, like, you know, like, pulling back their lip to show you their fangs? And then just, like, freakishly pulling it back even farther so that you can see like the back of their molars, and they're these like dog-like teeth designed for like crushing open skeleton bones and sucking the marrow out of them. Ooh.
Ooh. And just like that, your podcast is finally over. Time to give it the send-off it deserves. Set your sights on the horizon and get ready for whatever comes next.
It better be good. I'm not doing it again.
How to End Your Podcast was written and performed by H.R. Owen and featured the voices of H.R. Owen, Elizabeth Plant, Dom Guilfoyle, and Sophie B. Hello and welcome to our latest supporter on Patreon, Amanda, Join them at patreon.com/monstrousagonies or make a one-off donation at ko-fi.com/hrowen. You can also support the show by sharing with your friends and familiars and following us on Tumblr at monstrousagonies and on Twitter at monstrous_pod. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. The theme tune is Dakota by Unheard Music Concepts. Thanks for listening, and remember...
Oh, the real monsters are people who do little farts in their recording booths. Oh, no!
Good job, everyone. Let's hit the showers!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.